The best time to ponder any path is not at the end, not even in the middle, but at the beginning of it. This is a quote coming to you from the Preacher's Homiletic Commentary. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text Proverbs 4:26-27, which says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Ponder the path of thy feet. Now, before we look into this scripture and see what Solomon is telling us, directing us to do, I want us to also consider who else is pondering the path of your feet. And we find that answer in three scriptures. Here they are. Proverbs 5:21 tells us, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." Job 34:21 says, "His eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings." Job 31:4, "Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps?" So we gather from these three scriptures that the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. He sees your ways. He ponders all your goings, and he counts all your steps. We see that God is a witness of all that you do, your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your counsels, your motives, your motions. He sees all your goings, whether they're good or evil. But he not only sees them, he observes them. He regards them, records them, and reserves them. He lays them up in order to bring them to an account. So what we gather from this is that every action of yours is weighed and shall be brought into judgment. And this gives us a very good reason why we should ponder the path of our feet, as Solomon is directing. Okay, so we see Proverbs 4:26. Solomon said, ponder the path of your feet. Ponder the path of your feet. What did he mean when he said this? What's entailed here? Well, he was saying, weigh it in your mind. Examine it carefully and attentively. Consider it deeply and thoroughly. Ponder the path. Life is a path. And you're journeying, you're on this journey, you're traveling it once. There are no retracing of steps. So it's so important that you watch where you're going. Watch what you are doing. That you weigh your actions, your thoughts, your words, your looks. That you consider the duties, the difficulties, the advantages, the dangers of your way. You see, your feet are pressing toward an end. And this moment, or I should say, when you woke up this morning, you were choosing your path. Well, let me ask you, is it the right path? Are you on the right path? Because the longer you walk in the wrong path, the harder it will be to get out of it into the right one. Consider well what path you are on. Is it right or wrong? And what you do, the Bible directs us that you weigh it in the balances of God's word. Put the word in one scale and then put what you have done or are about to do in the other and see how they agree. ponder the path of your feet. It's time to make a serious inquiry into your past conduct in the place where you have already trodden. Look at your conduct. Has it been agreeable to the character of a Christian? And what about the path that you are now treading on? Are you following in the footsteps of Jesus? And the path that is yet to tread, does it lead to heaven or to hell? Consider your actions before you do them. Make sure that they agree with the Word of God. Ask yourself, what's my ruling passion? What's the present state or temper of my mind? What's the purpose and the resolution of my mind? What's the bent of my will and my affections? And Solomon said in Proverbs 4:27, he went on to say, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Keep within God's word, the precepts of God's word. Don't be moved by man's threatenings or man's flatteries or man's promises. Avoid all the crooked ways and don't allow anything to draw you off the right way. And that includes adversity or prosperity. Okay, at this point, what I'd like to do is conduct an exercise in pondering. Since Solomon gave us that directive to ponder the path of your feet, I'm going to present an exercise to help you to ponder your path. I'm going to use 5 questions, and I want you to consider carefully and attentively the path of your feet. Okay, our first question is, are you walking in newness of life? Now, you are pondering the path of your feet, and I ask you, are you walking in newness of life? Romans 6:4 says, even so we also should walk in newness of life. As Christians, we should have new affections, new attainments, new principles. We should walk by new rules toward new ends from new principles. We should be choosing new paths to walk in from when we were in the world in sin. We should choose new leaders to walk after and new companions to walk with. Well, let me ask you, are you choosing new ways of walking? Or are you still in those old habits where you're under the control of greed, of selfishness, of anger, of pride? Are you choosing new ways of talking? Or are you still giving out words that are negative, critical, bitter, complaining, and murmuring? Are you choosing new ways of thinking, or are you still under those old mindsets where you just continuously confess, I can't do this, everyone's against me, everything's against me, nothing goes well for me? Are you walking in newness of life? As you ponder the path of your feet today, I ask you, are you walking in newness of life? Okay, secondly, are you walking by faith? 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, we are not controlled by what we see, but by what we believe. That's what a Christian describes a Christian. He is not controlled by what he sees, but by what he believes. He lives in expectation of those things that are to come. And his whole life is conducted in this way. He is seeing him who is invisible. He walks by faith. Now the world, the people of this world, they walk by sight. They're influenced by the things that are seen. And they're guided by their feelings. This is a big thing nowadays. how people feel. I don't feel like working today. I don't feel that is right. They're guided by their feelings. Well, when you walk by sight, you're also influenced by society, by culture, and you're always looking for the approval and esteem of man. Well, I ask you, as you ponder the path of your feet today, are you walking by faith? Are you not controlled by what you see, but by what you believe? Then thirdly, are you walking in the Spirit? Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Are you walking in the Spirit? At all times, endeavoring to conduct yourself under the influences of the Holy Spirit? Are you yielding to His suggestions? Are you following His directions and guidance in all things? Or are you following after the desires, the inclinations, and the propensities of your flesh? As you ponder the path of your feet today, I ask you, are you walking in the Spirit? Then the fourth question, are you walking in love? Ephesians 5:2 says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Now, when you talk about walking in love, many people have their ideas, their opinions, but I'm talking about the context here of what Paul was saying, what he was talking about, the context. Walking in love, I ask you, are you walking in love? Are you denying your own selfish desires and interests for the sake of God and others? Are you following, obeying, submitting, serving, and living in a committed relationship with Jesus? Are you giving yourself up as a living sacrifice to Him? Now, this all pertains to your relationship with Jesus. But when it comes to your fellow man, are you valuing and esteeming others? Are you desiring their welfare? And are you showing no respect of persons? You don't treat people differently because they are rich or they are poor, or they are of a different race or a different nationality. So as you ponder the path of your feet, are you walking in love? And then our last question, are you walking circumspectly? Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Are you walking circumspectly? Are you walking with caution and habitual regard to what is God's will? Are you frequently consulting the Bible? You're closely conformed in all things to the will of God. You're constantly, everything that comes at you, you're asking, what does the Bible say? Is this according to God's will? Are you walking circumspectly? Do you know the road that you are taking? Whether or not it's the broad way that leads to destruction or the narrow way that leads to life? Are you walking not as fools? You see, the people of the world, they live as fools. They're indulging in foolish pleasures and desires, regardless of the danger. So as you ponder the path of your feet, are you walking circumspectly? Geneva Bible footnotes said this, "The worse and more corrupt that the manners of this world are, the more watchful we ought to be in every situation and give regard to nothing but the will of God." And then if you're walking circumspectly, there's definitely one thing that you will be doing. You will be redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So I ask you, are you walking circumspectly? Are you managing your time well? Are you redeeming your time from all that would waste it? Are you buying up opportunities, increasing in the knowledge of God, increasing in the grace of God? Are you developing your talents, improving your gifts? Are you doing everything possible to advance the kingdom of God? Are you walking circumspectly today as you ponder the path of your feet? You need to ask yourself that. Are you redeeming the time? Because the days certainly are evil. Okay, so we see Proverbs 4:26. Solomon told us, ponder the path of your feet. He also told us in Proverbs 5:21 that the Lord ponders all man's goings. Every action is going to be weighed, and then it shall be brought into judgment. So this is a good reason why we should be pondering the path of our feet. And I ask you once again, are you walking in newness of life? Are you walking by faith? Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you walking in love? Are you walking circumspectly, redeeming the time? Now in closing, we want to look at this final scripture, Psalm 119, 59. The psalmist said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I thought on my ways. I pondered the path of my feet. I thought on my ways. What it signifies is a fixed, abiding thought. And there's an allusion here to those who work embroidery. So you can see, get the image of like an intensity of looking seriously on your ways, on your purposes, your practices, your doings, your sayings, your words, your works, that you look closely. And the psalmist, after he thought on his ways, he found that too many of them were short of the rule of God, of the word of God. He found out that upon this diligent search, this strict scrutiny, he found many errors. So what did he do? He turned his feet unto God's testimonies. He said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. He changed his course of life. He framed his course more exactly by God's word. And this is what God is requiring us to do today as you ponder the path of your feet. Wherever you find where you're coming up short or you're finding errors, frame your course more exactly by the word of God. The treasury of David said, right thinking upon our ways will suggest a practical change. So I ask you, are there some changes that need to be made today in your walk? As you ponder the path of your feet, are there some changes that need to be made today in your walk? Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you to stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.